Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into Occidental Petroleum, ticker OXC, and trust me, there's a lot happening here with oil prices swinging, a major CEO transition, and some serious questions about whether this energy giant is still a smart long-term play. Let's kick things off with the big picture. OXY has been on a wild ride lately, posting double-digit gains over the past month and quarter, even as crude prices get choppy. The stock's up over 22% in the last month alone, outpacing a lot of the sector. And that's largely thanks to those temporary tailwinds from higher Brent prices, plus Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway stake that keeps drawing in the bulls. But here's the thing. Those oil price spikes might already be priced in, so we need to look beyond the headlines. Occidental has been around since 1920, headquartered in Houston, and today it operates as a full-cycle energy company focused on oil and gas exploration and production, midstream transportation, and even some chemical operations. With about 10,400 full-time employees and a market cap north of $54 billion, it's a heavyweight in the exploration and production space. The business model centers on acquiring, developing, and producing oil and gas properties across the U.S. and internationally, with a big emphasis on the Permian Basin. And big news just dropped. Vicki Holub is retiring as CEO at the end of May, handing the reins to longtime COO Richard Jackson, effective June 4th. That's a smooth internal succession that could keep things steady, but investors will be watching closely how Jackson navigates volatile energy markets. When we break down the revenue, the oil and gas segment dominates, bringing in over $20.9 billion last year, while the midstream operations added about $1.25 billion. Geographically, the majority still comes from domestic U.S. operations, but non-U.S. regions chipped in roughly $4.1 billion, showing some diversification beyond just American shale. Revenue has pulled back from the 2022 peak of $36 billion, as oil prices normalized, landing at $21.6 billion in the most recent fiscal year. That decline reflects lower realized prices rather than production issues, and it's something we'll keep an eye on as Jackson steps in. On the earnings front, OXY reported solid but moderating results. EPS came in at 1.69 for the latest full year, down from 2.59 the prior year, with net income at $2.37 billion. EBITDA held up well around $11.4 billion, showing the underlying operations are still generating strong cash, even as margins compress a bit from peak levels. The company has been laser-focused on debt reduction and returning capital, which has helped stabilize the balance sheet after the big Anadarko acquisition years ago. Looking at the latest earnings call commentary, management highlighted strong free cash flow generation, disciplined capital allocation, and a clear path forward on resource optimization. They emphasized maintaining financial flexibility amid oil price swings and noted that production targets remain on track, particularly in core Permian assets. The tone was pragmatic, acknowledging market volatility but underscoring execution as the priority under the new leadership. Digging into the financial statements, total assets sit around $85 billion, with stockholders' equity near $36 billion. The company carries a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.40, which is manageable, and the current ratio above 1.2 gives it decent liquidity. Free cash flow came in strong at over $4.1 billion last year, supporting the dividend, which currently yields around 1.8%. Operating cash flow has been consistently robust, clocking in above $10 billion annually in recent periods, which is exactly what you want to see from an upstream energy name. From a valuation standpoint, OXY trades at roughly 11 times trailing earnings and about 2.3 times sales, which looks reasonable compared to historical averages for the sector. The forward PE has been fluctuating with oil price expectations, recently hovering in the mid-teens depending on the projection year. With enterprise value around $64.6 billion, the market is pricing in a certain level of normalized oil prices around the mid-70s, but any sustained move higher in crude could provide upside torque. Let's run through the swap picture. Strengths include that diversified asset base, strong free cash flow machine, and the Berkshire backing that provides a valuation floor. Weaknesses center on high sensitivity to oil prices and a still elevated debt load from past deals. Opportunities lie in operational efficiency under new leadership and potential further deleveraging. Threats? Well, the obvious ones. Prolonged oil price weakness, regulatory pressures on fossil fuels, and execution risk during the CEO transition. Overall, the profile is balanced, but tilted toward those commodity cycles. On the performance chart, Oxy has crushed it over the past year with nearly 26% gains in the last 3 months alone, far outpacing broader energy peers. The five-year return sits near 96%, showing solid recovery from the pandemic lows. Short-term, though, we're seeing some consolidation as oil prices pull back from recent highs, and that 14% one-week move earlier this year reminds us how quickly sentiment can flip on crude volatility. For intrinsic value, running a standard DCF with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to a fair value around $67 per share. That sits comfortably above the current trading range near 55, suggesting the stock still offers some margin of safety if you believe in normalized oil prices holding up over the next 5 years. The model shows OXE trading below its calculated intrinsic value even after the recent rally, with the gap driven mainly by strong projected free cash flows and gradual debt paydown. Of course, the output is sensitive to oil price assumptions. If Brent averages closer to 70 long-term instead of 80, that fair value compresses quickly. Still, at current levels, it looks reasonably attractive for investors comfortable with energy cyclicality. Wrapping this up, OXI remains a compelling name for those who want energy exposure with a Buffett seal of approval and improving balance sheet. The CEO change feels like evolution rather than disruption, and the valuation still leaves room for upside if oil stays constructive. That said, this is no set-it-and-forget-it stock. Keep a close watch on crude prices and how the new leadership allocates capital. If you're adding Oxy, consider dollar-cost averaging on any dips below 50 and pair it with broader portfolio diversification. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.